Florida is celebrating 500 years since the arrival of explorer Juan Ponce de Leon in 1513. Expedition Florida 500 is a modern-day excursion that derives its name from this historic milestone. Unlike Ponce de Leon, Expedition Florida 500 frontman Justin Riney isn't looking for new land to settle, rather to clean up and protect Florida's shorelines and waters. He launched in Pensacola and has journeyed the state's coastlines, engaging the public as he goes. WFIT's Michelle Walker caught up with Riney during a recent stop at Melbourne's Ballard Park.
Not long ago, Justin Riney was wearing a suit and tie, spending his time between a cubicle and on airplanes for urban business travel. Now he's traveling in a very different mode, by paddleboard. As Riney paddles toward the shore, he's got a friendly smile for the crowd waiting eagerly for him to arrive. He and his traveling companion and photographer, Jackson Berger, have just encountered high winds and choppy waters on their way in from the Indian River Lagoon. But if Riney is weary when he makes landfall, he's not showing it.
How are you? I'm Justin.
I'm Margo.
Margo, nice to meet you. Cool. What's your name, buddy?
Ian. My nephew's Ian.
Justin, nice to meet you.
The group that's gathered for Riney's arrival have brought food, drinks, and music. They've also brought along plenty of garbage bags. After the rough paddle, greeting people, and posing for photo ops, Riney will spend the next hour or more picking up trash along the shoreline with the people gathered here today. He says the people keep him going amid setbacks to his cause.
I'm inspired by the kids that come to our events. Their eyes light up and they're excited to be a part of it, you know. I'm not inspired by the trash and the degradation and the lack of ordinances in place for things like fertilizing bans and runoff and septic issues. I think the local leadership specifically can do a lot better in some of these areas. And, you know, that's just a constant battle that we'll always be fighting.
Hosting Riney's visit and the cleanup at Ballard Park is Denise Song from Keep Brevard Beautiful.
So right now I'm just walking around the grounds and picking up little pieces of plastic.
She says one of the most common bits of plastic pollution are the straw wrappers that come with those little juice boxes.
They're everywhere. They're in all our water, they're in all our beaches, they're in all our parks, and they're one of our biggest pollutants right behind cigarette butts.
She makes her way around the park, picking up plastic utensils, bottle caps, and yes, those straw wrappers and cigarette butts.
And this kind of bothers me that within just a couple of feet of a garbage can, there's so much trash, but that's why we're here. Get it all picked up.
Expedition Florida 500 frontman Justin Riney adds to the list of offenders from what he's seen along his travels. Things like shoes, light bulbs, plastic bags, plastic cups, all washed up or still floating on the water.
It's sad, you know, you think about things that float and it's such a small percentage of the trash out there, so everything else is sitting on the bottom of the ocean, you know. So
Riney's cleaning up what others have left behind as he goes. He's also very careful not to leave anything behind himself. He doesn't have much to leave, though. Everything he owns is on that paddleboard he rode in on today. Riney sold all of his stuff before starting out on Expedition Florida 500. What's interesting, he says, is the only thing separating him from a homeless person now is that the communities embrace and welcome him when he arrives. And this waterman is not sorry to have shed the material things from his life.
I encourage it, man. Sell your stuff. Get rid of all of it. You know, a lot of the stuff is not necessary that we've just come to think, you know, is important. It's really not.
In just a couple days, Riney will arrive in Jacksonville, marking the end of the coastal portion of Expedition Florida 500. Next, he'll be focusing inward, paddling back through the state by inland waterways. As always, you can visit wfit.org for photos and updates. For WFIT, I'm Michelle Walker.